Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, big ups to our man Pomp. He's out there in the desert. He's at the owners' meetings. Mm-hmm. And he caught up with Coach T, Mike Tomlin. So, Mike, how do you deal with critics?
I don't worry much about the shots, to be quite honest with you. We're all highly compensated to absorb that. We understand what's at stake. We understand the passion in which people follow us, and we don't run away from that. We embrace that level of responsibility. I know I do. Nobody's as disappointed about the outcome of 2018 as I am.
So, Jim, would he in fact be embracing challenges there?
He's never going to walk away from a challenge.
Never,
Colin.
Ever. Straight toward it. Mike Tomlin, 125-66-1 in his career here with the Pittsburgh Steelers, coming off, as we know, that 9-6-1 season. So he's out there, he's doing going the media route, or talking to the local media that is assembled out there. That being said, though, does he walk into this season? Here's a big topic over the summer.
Mm-hmm.
On any sort of hot seat.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can go there yet, because he's just 1 year removed from that 13-3 season, but playoffs matter.
Playoffs matter, and again, we're back to talking about how the issues have been excised from the locker room in no small part, right? So this team should be able to function in a lot more streamlined fashion than it has over the last couple of years. The quarterback doesn't have to force the ball to a wide receiver who's going to be noisy if he doesn't get it. The offense has adjusted to James Conner and Juju Smith-Schuster as the number one guys at their respective positions. All of that goes into this team needs to get back to the playoffs. And look, with the challenge they're facing from the Cleveland Browns, who have improved, the Ravens are still there as well. It may be as difficult as it has at any other time in Mike Tomlin's career to win a division or get to the playoffs. That doesn't excuse the fact if he misses the playoffs 2 years in a row, even if he does it with a winning record again.
Yeah, I'll say this. I don't know if he's on the hot seat or not, but there's no excuses in terms of anything off the field. Like, there's no distractions left. Mm-hmm. AB is gone. Like you said, Le'Veon Bell is gone. It's just about football. And it's been my contention the whole time that the Steelers didn't have a locker room culture problem. They had a not winning enough football games problem. And now, while you might look like talent-wise you're not as good, you've got none of those peripheral problems anymore, or you shouldn't. So your full focus should be on winning football. Nothing should detract you from that or take away from that.
And it brings it back to the actual football being played on the field and the way it's being coached. And some of those issues we talked about at the end of last year, before the AB issue blew up, when we were talking about challenges and how they're executed and timeouts and how they're used and strategy on game day. And those are the things that I think have been Mike Tomlin's biggest faults in some ways when this team has not succeeded, have been those things that fall under the purview of a head coach, Jim.
Well, one thing's for sure here, and we've talked about this before, he should not automatically get renewed with 2 years left. He just shouldn't.
He should have to sing for his supper, little bit.
I think it would be pretty cool from Tomlin's standpoint to even kind of stand up and say, you know what, I'm not going to, you know, let's not make a big deal out of this. He goes, I'm not getting an extension with 2 years left. He goes, I'm focusing on this season. And maybe that puts a little bit of pressure on him. We talked about
sure,
pressure
his agent
on Roethlisberger.
Would love that, right?
Well, you know what? It's
but no, I see where you're coming from. You make a lot of sense.
From the Steelers, and they can present it such that, look, we're not going to fire you or something along those lines. Just a tacit understanding between Art and Mike where they get together and they talk about this stuff. And it's like, okay, you're not getting the extension.
But could it be spun another way, Jim, though? Could it be that Mike Tomlin had to work under such extenuating circumstances in such tough conditions because of the superstar that just got all out of whack? Like as Kevin Colbert even said, you know, listen to Kevin Colbert here.
Every player that is on our team, of course, we're responsible for them. But, you know, as players grow into mega-type stars, sometimes they adapt their own personalities and whatever. And we're comfortable in where we were and where we are.
I'm not saying I agree with that fully, but isn't that kind of trying to set the narrative or spin the story like, No one could control this dude that wore 84, and he made our life hell.
Yeah, but it's the coach's responsibility, though.
But I think
it's
Colbert
also the 30-year-old man's responsibility to take accountability for himself.
I think that's what Kevin Colbert is trying to hammer home right there.
Yeah.
That no matter how strict the head coach was, no matter what he was, no matter how stern he was or whatever, there was quite literally nothing he could do in this day and age because the star is bigger than the team no matter what. No matter what are we going to do, not play him on Sunday?
Right. So here's the challenge in front of Mike Tomlin. We got rid of the problems, okay? You've got the franchise quarterback still. And for at least one more year, probably longer. And you've got this young, talented core. You've still got your offensive line in place for the most part as well. Okay, the problems are out of the way. Do better than 9-6-1. Get back to the playoffs.
That's where
you
I
were 13-3 2 years ago. We're not saying 13-3 or your job, but we're saying win the division, get to the playoffs, show us you still got your edge, show us you still have your fastball as a head coach. And yes, we'll extend you past 2020.
And something no one is talking about is he, and forget about the offensive coordinator, right? Coach Randy, because Ben is the co-offensive coordinator. How is this offense going to function losing a Hall of Famer, losing a guy that was the glue to coach that offensive line, a guy that is incredibly respected in Mike Munchak, and a guy in the head coach who's a defensive guy that has now had to entrust someone else to come in and coach that offensive line? Everybody points to that offensive line as the strong point of this team, right? One of the best in the NFL. Are they just going to be able to function and just go ahead and continue to operate as they were?
But Surratt was groomed under by Munchak.
Well, Keith Butler was groomed under Dick LeBeau, and the defense hasn't necessarily participated the same way.
Yeah. This will be the year where you find out how much impact Mike Munchak had on those five guys up front and how much he did on a week-to-week basis to reinforce their success along the front of the offensive line.
But I just think just do business like a lot of other teams do and extend him with 1 year left. If that's what you choose to do next offseason, I wouldn't do it now, but I wouldn't be surprised if they did.
Then he gets his opportunity to prove it in 2019.
For the fan base, and the other thing, too, with the hot seat discussion, it's two different ones. It's the fan base hot seat, and it's the Rooney hot seat.
The fan base hot seat is always going to be about 6,000 degrees
hotter. You could be 15-1, and the fan base is going to complain in Pittsburgh that you lost that one game.
It depends on when the one game is.
Right. I mean, it's just how it is. And it's understandable because of our passion for football.
And it's also understandable because the Rooneys are never going to operate in a knee-jerk fashion. They're never going to take it as well, he was unsuccessful for 1 year. They're going to take it in totality and say, well, maybe 1 or 2 years now, we've been off the rails and we need to fix it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.